Hey everybody, Stephen here from The Truth About Dyslexia. I hope you're going super well today. In today's episode, I want to be talking a little bit about the question, is that dyslexic? You know, I've been keeping an eye on our own support group and other support groups around the internet, and I like to kind of track down what people are asking. And one of the things I'm hearing so often is that dyslexic? And what that says to me is there's a huge gap in understanding, right, of adults that have become dyslexic. I think that's why a lot of people listen to this podcast. You know, there's so many of them, so you never run out of stuff, I think. They kind of go through some of those challenges or those things you're not sure of, right? So I want to go into a few thoughts around this that could help you out. Some of the things I've struggled with. So let's dive into this. Okay, so is that dyslexic? Now, as I say, I've been going through this support group and looking at some of the things, and some of them do make me laugh a little bit. Not laugh at the person, but, you know, think back to before I knew what I know today and what I would have asked. And it's kind of, it's funny, like you learn a lot over time and you realize how little you knew when you first started this journey into dyslexia. When I say you know I'm talking about myself. Now, some of the things were like, and they're really good questions. You know, does everybody have the inability to formulate a problem from the mind and put it on paper? Does anyone else struggle to keep a conversation? There's a remarkable amount of people who are struggling to find good friends, which really saddens me because, you know, there's a heap of us out there that are exactly the same, right? Find someone like yourself, you'll find someone who needs a friend. Who here is afraid of public speaking? I found that an interesting one because that has nothing to do with dyslexia, right? There may be a slight side effect of being told that you're wrong a lot, so you naturally think you can't do it. But, you know, if anything, I've probably seen the best public speakers I've ever seen are dyslexic, right? The most creative, they've got the best natural storytelling abilities. You know, I think it's probably a superpower if you can get past the fear, which is completely doable. But it's interesting that question would come up in the, is that a dyslexic kind of conversation, right? The other one I saw was, I'm left-handed. Who, you know, is left-handed a dyslexic thing? And, you know, that one is like, you know, again, it's getting me thinking the big challenge of this poor understanding of, is that dyslexic and what the fundamentals are around dyslexia. You know, there is nothing to say that dyslexia has anything to do with left or right-handed people. You know, I'm trying to think of the phrase. It's kind of like causality versus commonality. You know, terrible trigger words, right? You know, things that are in common but actually have nothing to do with each other versus causality. But if someone types into a big giant group, is, you know, the left-handed dyslexic thing, and then 100 people come back and say, I'm left-handed, people go, oh, maybe there's a connection. Well, no, there isn't. There's 10,000 people in that group, you know. So it's kind of, there's a lot of misunderstanding. And probably the thing that I do worry about a little bit when we're asking all these, is this dyslexic questions, is not them in general. I think it's great. Go and discover who you are. Discover what other people are feeling. But take everything with a small pinch of salt until you understand the roots of dyslexia. Because I know when I was at the beginning of this journey in my early 30s, there was a period where my previous partner would say to me, you know, are you just using, now that you know more about dyslexia, are you just using it as an excuse for everything? You know, and I was like, no, it's not an excuse. It's an explanation. And that was my go-to really early on, is that it just explains why I am the way I am. And I became this little know-it-all who thought he knew absolutely everything. And, you know, I wouldn't say up myself, but probably overly confident in what I thought I knew. And in hindsight, some of it was right, some of it was wrong. And it's only been from the last 3, 4, 5 years of hard work into this area that I've become a lot clearer on what actually is dyslexia and what isn't. Now, the other point around this question, is it dyslexia, is it because of dyslexia itself, that the challenge we have, or the way our brain prefers visual means, 3D visuals, to 2D symbolic letters? You know, that's the core piece of this, how your brain prefers to operate. Or is it something that's happened because of the experiences of dyslexia? What I mean by that is, if we've been going through school, primary school, and depending where you are in the world, high school, college, and you've been told you're wrong 20,000 times. That's the number that seems to be out there. No idea where it comes from. You know, the average dyslexic being told they're wrong 20,000 times more than a non-dyslexic kid. That is going to have a knock-on effect to your experiences. That's going to make you doubt yourself at a higher level. That's why we're doing this confidence course at the moment, is because you have to be able to break up the difference between dyslexia as dyslexia and the knock-on effect of the ignorance of society around you. And when I say, the reason I use ignorance is because I don't think it's intentional a lot of the time. I think people are very ignorant. If you look at what we're talking about today, when you find out you are dyslexic as an adult, you're asking questions because you don't know the answer to them. And you're dyslexic, right? If you don't even know the answers yet, which is absolutely fine, the general public who don't believe they have dyslexia or know much about it, they're going to know nothing. They're going to be blank as, you know, a white wall. That was a terrible metaphor, but you kind of get the idea, right, guys? So it's very important to work out what is the difference between what is a dyslexic thing, so the preference of the mind into visuals. You know, when we're talking about the challenges that come from that, the example we use a lot is if a picture says 1,000 words, to a dyslexic, a word shows 1,000 pictures. And I'll sit with that for a second, because that's a really important thing. If a picture says 1,000 words, to a non-dyslexic, a word says 1,000 pictures. Now, to give you an example of this, you may have seen the webinar we did, was the word wave. The word wave, if I said, what picture comes to mind when I say the word wave? I'll give you a second to think. No other context. Okay, so what came to mind? Was it someone waving? Was it a wave in the ocean? Was it a microwave? If you've just eaten something, maybe that's what came to mind. What else? A wavy hair? Can you see where I'm going with this? Now, you imagine, like, is it dyslexia? Imagine how that affects a lot of things in your life. When people are saying words, your brain is trying to put pictures to them. It prefers to put pictures to them. It does its best to glue a bunch of words together and put some context behind it, but it doesn't always get it right. You know, like when someone says, I can't wait to go to the beach and catch a wave. Now, your brain doesn't think they're talking about someone waving, you know, on the street, right? It's got context. But it still takes a lot of energy for your brain to go through and try and work out what picture it has to create for that. It's a lot of energy, right? That's why we get tired, if that makes any sense, especially on days where there's a lot of what I'd call non-visual words. See, I must be tired. Isn't that funny? So hopefully that's made a bit of sense, guys. And just finishing off, you know, it's great to ask, is it dyslexic? I think jump into the groups, ask those questions. Jump into our group. You know, it's great to have other people around you that are like you. You know, that's the greatest thing about these support groups. It's finding other people that are similar and can accept you and go, hey, you're not alone. We all have a challenge similar. And that is the most beautiful thing of these groups. But do take everything with the slightest pinch of salt. And use that frame of mind. Is it something that's happened because of actual dyslexia, so the preference of the visual brain, or is it an effect of being kind of beaten down a bit with, you know, you've made a mistake, you're not good enough, that side of things, which is because of dyslexia, but it isn't dyslexia. Does that make sense? Hopefully that has got you thinking a little bit. Hopefully it's got you asking some different questions. And, you know, hey, jump into the group, Truth About Dyslexia support group. We're always happy to help. Have an epic rest of your day.